I was so fucking crazy, man. I didn't even care. I stepped to her. I didn't even stay to see the body drop. I just ran.
Global, you still on that same shit? Property pill got me sleep. walking. Every time I hit the weed, coughing. Having whatever you need, call me. In the bowl, dumb and neat, talking. Straight color milk, the flakes is frosted. We by that action, no need for talking. My bitch is bad, they bougie and bossy. I'm doing great, I'm good, I'm awesome. 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 Same color as milk, the flakes is frosted. We by that action, no need for talk. My bitch is bad, they bougie and bossy. I'm doing great, I'm good, I'm awesome. I walk in the club, they know I'm not average. Sprinkling seasoning, pockets on salad. Panic and breathe, I'm inhaling gas. My bitches, they bossy, they bougie and classy. Tracking my semen, calling me daddy. I'm living the life that you wish that you had. Stumble my competition like a can. Hey, who can I jewel? Raise your hand. Nothing but pussy and plays, be calling my phone. So I'm sending a bitch while I fill up a zone. Roll up a leaf, that shit look like a cone. I'm active, attractive, I'm awesome, I'm gone. Trapping, turning this off in the stone. You capping, stay with your mama at home. Subtracted, these niggas might add a few hoes. With perky titties, booty, big, pretty toes. These pills got me sleep walking. Every time I hit the weed, coughing. Having whatever you need, call me. In the bowl, dumb and neat, talking. Same color milk, the flakes is frosted. We by that action, no need for talking. My bitch is bad, they bougie and bossy. I'm doing great, I'm good, I'm awesome. 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 Same color as milk, the flakes is frosted. We by that action, no need for talk. My bitch is bad, they bougie and bossy. I'm doing great, I'm good, I'm awesome.
How you felt when you made that song?
Awesome. BGM. Keep it moving. AMG. Y'all, we got.
I've been doing a lot of work without no verses or no features. I don't need a 16 from you, I just do it just to network. Worrying about my net worth, it's more than what you realize. Or when I'm dead it will be, I'll be married in my next life. So I'm not afraid of no one. CEOs and A&Rs, UFOs and movie stars. You can't touch my catalog, I will take you very far. Plan to keep my property, it be all the part of me. Still trying to find the hardest me, attracted to the dark. Without the depression and without the high anxiety, that ball would never spark. I'm devoted to that bark. Without all the pain, if you ain't really died inside, then you can't really be a dog, you just a puppy acting hard. Yeah, had to ask some questions of myself, like what I really want. Am I really built for this, or am I just a laying bluff? All I do is horse and beast and smoke them like some fucking blunts. A body bag, a few to move like Allen to another one. Don't think that I lost my motivation, I'm just patiently waiting like a baited rattlesnake. A celebrated stallion charging out the freaking stable. I just carry like Jim and flip the switch up like a stable. And I struggle with a hook for this, trying to listen to the people. I'm not good at listening, so I'm just gonna keep it simple. Put them in a body bag, put them in a body bag, put them in a body bag, put them in a body bag. I struggle with a hook for this, trying to listen to the people. I'm not good at listening, so I'm just gonna keep it simple. Put them in a body bag, put them in a body bag, put them in a body bag, put them in a body bag. Double XL around this time when I first started, what a target, but regardless wasn't ready, now I never focus on it. Mighty calm inside of me, wouldn't say that I'm complacent. I just want my name remembered, branded in your memory. Everybody got the juice, but you won't see the end of me. Everybody wanna do this, but they lack consistency. Frenemies and enemies, some support and jealousy. All that don't mean a thing, a pawn cannot step up the king. They only cross diagonally, like these people do. If you like to talk some shit, you should put that mouth to use. If you wanna talk some shit, show me what that mouth will do. People always wanna tip, well I got a foot or two. What does my heart really want? Happiness is too cliche. If I only wanted money, I'd be motherfucking fake. If I only wanted fame, then I'd be motherfucking vain. My dreams be eternal, I just wanna desecrate. Wanna show them I got something to say. Prove to myself I'm okay. Open the wound to let go of the pain. Make all the shame go away. Yeah, maybe I'm doing this just to beat my insecurities. Yeah. Making this art's the only way I can get through to me. And I struggle with a hook for this, trying to listen to the people. I'm not good at listening, so I'm just gonna keep this simple. Put them in a body bag, put them in a body bag, put them in a body bag, put them in a body bag. I struggle with a hook for this, trying to listen to the people. I'm not good at listening, so I'm just gonna keep this simple. Put them in a body bag, put them in a body bag, put them in a body bag, put.
So I handled it, got me in my feelings, kept it cunted till they carried them. Bare arms of face, got them questioning my mans and I. You ain't got the drive, I'm insuring all your damages. Y'all tell me who mans is it, tell me what the plan is. I can tell you plan wrong, about to get a blueprint that you can invest on, pop off like a press on. I am to the creases, now they got me with a vest on. I'm the one they slept on, he the one got crept on. Pull up in the pullover, I see him with a sweat on. It ain't in my jeans to be the stress, I think I slept wrong. I can never dream to be the threat. Damn. When I'm the plane, jumps out my lane and
truth is I did this on purpose, Your Honor. I got tired, so stupid, I did it,
Your Honor.
The witness can tell you she screamed, he's a father.
So I blacked out, three shots down,
Your Honor.
I knew I had to do it, I was fed up with the bullshit. Vinny made a baby, this is crazy, how could I miss?
All of the signs, it was in front of my eyes. Now I'm facing charges, 25 years of life.
Now I'm facing all the conflict, looking at my babies through a glass, all because of this.
All of the times it was in front of my eyes, didn't think about it, now I'm in it for life.
You could put all of your love in one man, and it still ain't worth the damn thing. It's a damn shame, but the truth hurts, truth hurts. You could put all of your trust in one man.
I like a bad bitch who don't act right. Ebony blades on my black knight. Always on some shit. Baby girl ain't rap tight. Drippin' sexuality. Fuck me like she mad at me. Good girl, when it's even time, that mouth got no morality. That gluck gluck, so I can't stand. Short time, say goddamn. In a full split, I'm poppin' pussy on a handstand. So hand on her neck, beat it up on my thot shit. I'm a good dude now, but I'm a fucker like one of my sock six. So baby girl, drop shit. Show me what you working with. When you bust that thing open like you was hurting shit. But you a damn pro, GGG, train to go.
I got something for you, daddy. well let me know so I can lock in like I came home from a bid on you. Fuck around and just might put a kid in you. Twerking on my personals, do it, do it, do it now. Drop that thing low, low, 2 centimeters from the crown.
Sausalito season, so bad music. BMG, Bug Bizarre. You know,
I get the poison through the city like I run it. Whiskey poop on the hunted. I'm tipsy, and when I'm ready, you better not run for it. I got that money on my mind. I ain't even bring the Glock. If you ain't talking dollar signs, then I'm on to the next block. Game recognized, game, let's win. I'm locked in. I don't do that jealous shit. Lead them haters in the wind. Put your ego in your pocket. Let's rock this bitch. I lift the team on my shoulders like Optimus. And then it's full steam ahead. Long as the rim's spinning, I'ma eat some real fair. Blue nigga, ain't no pretend. Call the coroner, I'm killing the corners. You know I'm busy. Fornicator, a sinner. Born a sworn hitter. But right now, I'm just trying to ride with the top down. Put it in a mouth, let my cock drown. And enjoy that California sunshine. Stay in your own lane and don't worry about me.
My old school.
Tryna sue, I ain't all depressed. And I'm still slinging that shit on the net. I got the echelon that's coming next. We getting money, don't fuck up the check. Don't trip on them suckers, cause niggas is goofy. Bring out the cameras, I'll call up the set. Turn this shit to a movie. I feel like a lion, you antelope. George on the smoke, all we do is blow. Hold on, my niggas split cantaloupe. Copy that, just to trick cancer flow. And look at me, now I got the antidote. And D got it, all the highs and the lows. Drip shit, it's on panorama mode. Name us on the cloak. Hey, that nigga don't like me, I strike a poke. It's a black alpha, you send me. Fishbowl outside with the premium. I came up on a beam. Back bad like I got a team. I'm such a new fettuccine. I'm such a new fettuccine. I bust the roof, ain't no ceiling. Buscemi, I'm all in the building. Bishop HD, we the realest. Got my chest out like gorilla. And flex on them niggas like PD. I'm getting extra to CD. I flip like a mattress for PE. I'm ballin', I came up from G League. All this shit is imported Armini. No more series, ain't got no more freebie. Niggas can't touch my skizzy. Niggas can't touch my jiggy. All white fitty, I'm litty. Niggas can't bust on my blicky. Handy bitches know that I'm picky. When I'm all in your city, I'm milly. Like day young, dunk day bump back 350. Everybody sit with me, no kizzy. Parachute pack for the bait, cookie grams on my digi. Yeah, I get high like Geronimo. I'm a giant in Titan mode. All my niggas in Titan mode. Trick up my sleeve, I'm like Dynamo. Niggas know I'm the one, needy, mighty mo. Superfly shit on my 90 cloak. Highly deceitlet, I'm past collegiate. Zone a headband, I'm paraplegic. It's a blackout, so you send me. Fishbowl outside with the premium. I came up on with a beam. Best man like I got a team. I'm such a new fettuccine. I'm such a new fettuccine. I bust the roof, ain't no ceiling. Buscemi, I'm all in the building. Bishop AC, we the realest. Got my chest out like gorilla. And flex on them niggas like PD. I'm getting extra to CD. I flip like a mattress for PE. I'm ballin', I came up from G League. All this shit is imported Armini. No more series, ain't got no more freebies.
What's happening, man? One of my homies say I'm the GOAT, so we gonna do that GOAT talk right quick. Shout out to the boy, Smooth Dude. We working, y'all watching, rock the block, the Lord in life. Feel me? Hey, Dream, what up? So,
crown in my system, I was born a king. Excellence, OD, I'm going dumb on me. Goat talk, level up, bag boy, double bag cash flow, get up off my ass, go. Niggas steady sleep on me, flow sharp like a guillotine. Always working, ain't no sleep, charge me up, I leave the scene. Captain like I'm on the sea, they gon' wait, it's been my thing. Oh, behave like Austin P, I can't behave, I'm savage, G. Ball with the best of them, up next is him. Timeless on your timeline, I'm solid, ain't no breaking them. 101 can't matrix him, transporter like states in them. I'm Neo though, this matrix shit, green light and I'm making it. Yeah, ain't one time for all the real niggas that stay solid with the fam and keep it real with them. I know it's hard to understand how niggas deal with it. Hey, but he's sticking to the plan to get a meal ticket. Yeah. Hey, it's that GOAT talk. Money, power, fame, it's that GOAT talk. Nah, shit won't be the same, it's that GOAT talk. Stay up in your lane, it's that GOAT talk. Yeah. Certain situations got me in my thoughts. When it rains, it pours. I had to take them losses. Don't live my life too cautious. Sometimes get caught in nonsense. I thank the Lord that I'm alive. I know he want me bossing. If I don't make it, who gon' pay that cost then? A lot of niggas reaching, they flaming and flying. I practice what I'm preaching, my image is flawless. And when I feel them tissue, niggas gon' be nauseous. Feel nigga on some house shit. Vibe so incredible, wait till I get my leverage up. Funky gon' be sick to his stomach now that I got cheddar, bruh. I put that on everything, I'm about to run these numbers up. Ain't one time for all the real niggas that stay solid with the fam and keep it real with them. I know it's hard to understand how niggas deal with it. Hey, but he's sticking to the plan to get a meal ticket. Yeah. Hey, it's that GOAT talk. Money, power, fame, it's that GOAT talk. Nah, shit won't be the same, it's that GOAT talk. Stay up in your lane, it's that GOAT talk.
I know you're usually enjoying, but I'ma hit you high tonight. Rendition of the No Filter Radio Show right here on Grind Hard Radio. Shout out to everybody that's tuning online. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in on the switchboards. And with no further delay, no further ado, I'm going to bring on everybody's favorite person, the OTR General, the man that goes coast to coast, spreading that seed like butter on toast, Vanilla Ciroc Bandit. Ladies and gentlemen, Smoothie Dude. Ladies and gentlemen, Smoothie Dude. This intro here, bro. I'm not giving this nigga Smooth no more fly ass intros. No more fly intros for Smooth. Anyway, man, let's go ahead and go to the next person. We're just going to go to the vertically challenged, kind of cool Scorpio dude out of Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen, Crush the Catalyst.
Y'all know what it is, the Mr. Everything, the co-word, Chiller, Shadowy, Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst, and you see me with the bad stick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to stay anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hated nigga in Delaware. Don't rock with no filter. Shit about to get Gorilla. What up?
Yeah, what's happening? Hey, we just going to wait for a smoother dude to come in whenever he decides to come in. But until then, just going to be me and Crush, man. Just going to be me and Crush. Crush.
Damn, I had look, questions so, that I needed the whole panel for.
Yeah. We just going to wait. We got to wait. You know, Question want to act like, you know, he's too good to be on the show. Smooth, you know, he want to be off the road, so he's hella busy and shit. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, oh, smooth ain't trucking. Yup. Smooth.
Yeah. Smooth. But you know, shout to Smooth still smoothing. But what I have a problem with is, for some reason, yesterday, I'm just going through my merry way on YouTube, and I run across the Sexy Red discography. What the fuck is going on with the world, Crush?
She got two songs.
Hold on. What's the name? Okay, hold on. What's the name of that damn song? Sexy Red. Hold on. What's the name? This is.
No, she got like two songs.
She got the one called Ski Yeet. She got Pound Town. She got Hellcats and
F-R-E. I love Ski Yeet and Pound Town were the same song. Never mind.
Nah. And then she got.
Okay, Rat. Three songs. The Ski Yeet, Pound Town, and the one with Suki.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Now, that's two. That's Hood Rats. But there's also the other one. I ain't gonna lie, that I'm kind of rocking with, and that's the So the Ski I'm rocking with. I'm definitely not rocking with the Pound Town. Hellcats and SRTs. That's cool. But
of course you were wonder anything with SRT.
Yeah, fact. But the bitch said, "You're cum green." All I know is, if I have green cum, I'm on my deathbed.
Damn.
The bitch said, "Your cum is green." I don't know. Shout out to the other. There's another chick. I be trying to be like, you know what, let me find a fire-ass woman artist. I be trying.
I can give you 20.
Mainstream, 20 mainstream female artists.
Oh, no, never mind.
Now, I do like...
My favorite two that are on the come up right now is Lola Brooke and Lady London. Those are my favorite two that are on the come up right now.
Okay. So mine's Mayo the Don.
I keep hearing about her, but I haven't heard no music.
Yeah. And I like Ching Diamond. So now I ain't gonna lie. I look. The little skinny light skinned chick, Coi Leray. I ain't gonna lie. That bops. I like her bopping though.
I like her personality more than her music.
Yeah, I like her creativity on the track. I like her creativity on the track. And yeah, I like.
I can tolerate the music because she just seemed like a cool ass person, so that makes the music a little better. Because I was just like, at first I did not like her, but then I just started seeing interviews with her, and I was like, yo, she's a cool ass chick, for real.
That's my best friend. I hated that song. I hated the big purr. I hated that. But I did like Players. I did like that.
I fucked with her on Say My Name. Fabio's song. It's Fabio, her, and Queen Naja.
Okay, yeah, man. So
that shit go hard.
Yeah, but my one is Bops. That's my one. Cardi B got another one with some lesbian, skinny dark skinned chick out of New York. But hey, definitely shout out to Sexy Red because she is Sue Whoopin. Shout out to Sexy Red. She be Sue Whooping. Shout out to that. You know who I thought was going to go somewhere but never went nowhere is Bia. I thought she was going to go somewhere.
Bia's in her own lane. Bia's definitely in her own lane. Like, I don't know. I was like, I fuck with Bia. I definitely fuck with Bia.
Yeah, she all right.
It's just like, I don't know what's holding her up because she got it.
Yeah.
She got that shit. I just don't know what the fuck is holding her up. It's definitely marketing. I'm feeling it's marketing. Because she got everything. Yeah. She got the look. She got the talent. She got the rhymes. She got the flow. Like, I'm seeing this marketing.
Dope.
Yeah. Oh, look who decided to join the party. Shout out to Smoothie Dude. Smoothie Dude is now in the building. I gave you the cold-ass intro.
I texted you and told you what the play was, though.
Yeah, I know, but... I waited a whole another 15 minutes, and you still weren't there. So, you know,
I told you what the play was, though.
But I still had to give you a cold-ass intro just in case. Just in case I didn't know when you were going to show up. But shout out to
what up,
dude.
Chris?
What up, bro?
Shit. Yo.
So, look, I was just talking about the Sexy Red, right? The Sexy Red. Now the song with Sue, whatever her name is, okay, it's what I expect from these type of females. Here was my problem. I seen a whole football team dancing to. Now here's my thing. Now me and Smooth both talked about this. If I'm in the car and Tomorrow 2 comes on, but I'm with the car with my niggas, I'm changing it. If I'm by myself, I might be rapping the lyrics. Cardi B's part, though. Not the other part, but Cardi B's part. I'm going to be rapping the lyrics.
Bro, long-ass wig, you been kicking in my ass, boy.
If I'm by myself, I'm not doing it with a bunch of niggas. The whole basketball team... was singing the Sexy Red, talking about my booty hole brown, and I dropped my fucking phone. I damn near broke my iPhone when I seen this shit.
I like the way you threw that in there, your iPhone.
But where is this subject? The iPhone definitely will crack as the wind blow it too hard.
Where you at, dope?
Hear me now. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you, man, come on, man. We ain't going to put you out there like that on the air, man, but you know what you need to do, fam.
Smooth.
Go to your corner and sit the fuck down.
Yeah, bro. Chris don't put you out there. I wasn't, though. But you know what you need to do, especially because you're on the show.
Man, fuck both you and Chris. Anyway,
I didn't say nothing,
as I
though.
Was saying.
I didn't say nothing.
No.
I'm saying
as I was, as I was saying, when is it suspect for a nigga to be singing female R&B lyrics or rapping female lyrics? When is it suspect?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. To me, it ain't never. It's cool, bro. Like, I mean, I don't know, bro. It ain't like. I don't know, bro. I'm not gonna say I can't hate it because some of this shit be garbage. But, like, I don't know, bro. Say we at the club, bro, and nigga, come on, man. Other niggas might not be insecure with their manhood to be able to do it, but niggas know what's up with me, man. If it's a hot song, and now that booty hole brown, though, I don't know. I ain't doing all that. But the Cardi B or Remy Ma or... some Lil' Kim shit, I'll probably do that. MC Light, Queen Latifah, but they ain't all the way like that. But them new chicks, that's just not me. But you get some Cardi or some, you know what I'm saying, some one of the other female rappers or whatnot, you know, that's on some hard gangster shit, it might be, you know.
Okay, because this how, if I'm in the car by myself, I'm definitely talking about rip me out the plastic. I'm acting brand new.
You would be a bougie bitch like that.
Yeah, I'm definitely saying, both of y'all pussy, I think y'all need a scissor. If I'm in the car by myself, I'm definitely spitting those. If I'm in the car with two. Or with more than one nigga, if I'm in the car with any niggas, I'm not singing it. If I'm in the car and there's three niggas, I am not talking about Weed So Long is tickling my ass crack. I'm definitely not.
I don't know, dope. Me and you in the car, man, we turning that shit up, bro. We in the SRT. we at Merritt Park, bro. Man, we turning this shit up, dope. Fuck you, bro. I'm going to turn it up. Nigga. You
better
not touch the radio.
See, I got playlists for certain people. I got an old people playlist. That's when I'm riding with my mom or my grandma, or the babies. I put them on the old people playlist. I got a playlist for niggas in the car, and that's basically what it is. Hey, it's niggas in the car. No mushy shit. I got a passenger princess playlist. That's when I got a little pre-thing sitting next to me. Yeah, that's what I play, and then I just put it on random when I'm just by myself. Yeah, it's random.
Yeah, nah. Like I got my playlist for when the kids in the car. And then I got a playlist for when my niggas is in the car. My playlist when I'm by myself in the car is wide open. I can listen to anything if I'm in the car by myself. If I'm in the car, I can listen to anything.
I listen to anime intros when I'm in the car by myself.
But I'm not going to lie. I was in the Durango, and Bops came on, and I was acting real brand new, talking about... Bitch, I got boxed. Bitch, I got boxed.
So, yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely not turning up with the basketball team. I'm not doing it with the basketball team.
Speaking of stuff and toxic masculinity, me and Wanda were having the discussion, and something really dawned on me. Well, dawned on us. Why niggas can't say good morning to other niggas?
Oh shit. You can say what's up. You can say
exactly. Why? We would say anything but, like, and it's just like, she's like, because one was like, do you ever say good morning or good night to your niggas? I'm like, fuck no. She's like, why? I was like, because it's inherently sus. And she's like, that's the problem. Y'all are hardwired that certain things is just, like, sus to y'all. I'm like, exactly. You don't even, like, it don't even feel right. Sometimes it don't even feel like saying happy birthday to your nigga. Right in the happy birthday post.
No, I do that to my nigga.
Niggas be like, happy born day, happy G-day. Like.
Nah.
Sometimes saying happy birthday is hard.
Nah.
But saying good morning to your nigga, that's wild.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
look,
man,
I just did it to Q, and he just questioned it. I just wanted to see what would happen. I just did it to my homeboy, and he questioned it.
Bruh.
Like, saying good morning to your niggas is wild.
But
what's worse, saying good morning or good night? Saying good morning or good night, what's worse?
Oh, good night. Definitely good night is worse, my nigga. Like, I only tell hoes good night. Damn. That's hella sick. I don't even think it's
like, but the thing is, did anybody ever had to tell you that, though?
Like, no one ever had to tell us that. It just
exactly. It is hardwired in our brains. That shit sounds crazy. I can never think of any time I ever said that.
Yeah, nah. I don't even think I could tell my kids good morning. I can tell my daughter good morning, but my son? Hell nah.
Yeah, that shit wild.
Like if, you know, like when my sons were younger, I would say good night. Like, not via text. I would go in their room. All right, good night, Dad loves you. But as grown men, good night. Oh, hell no. That's fucking so sick as hell. But you know why they want to make everything toxic masculinity? Because masculinity is if you take the masculine men out, that there's no one to fight, right? There's really no one to fight. If you take all the masculine men out of the equation, who's left to fight? There is none. So toxic masculinity is just a term that they use so that way they could try to get rid of masculine men. Because there's nothing toxic about masculinity unless you don't know how to, unless you don't know how to be masculine, right? Masculine.
I definitely think the term is overused.
Absolutely, because being masculine is taking care of your woman is masculine. Taking care of your kids is masculine. Chivalry is masculine. You know what I mean? All that's masculine. There's nothing about type. It's like beating up a female because you can. That's toxic masculinity. I'm gonna punch my chick in the face because I can. That's toxic masculinity. Masculinity is not toxic. It's the abuse of your masculinity that's toxic.
Fact.
So. I'm currently packing up to move to Texas, Shout out to the move to Texas. Shout out to the move to Texas. Shout out to Smoothie Dude for letting me stay with him for 60 days. Shout out to Smoothie Dude for letting me stay with him for 60 days.
You should. Oh, sure. No, you can if you want to, bro. You can, bro. You just, it's going to be tucked in here, bro.
Hey, nah, but shout out to that. But nah, I should be in Texas on the 15th, man. Me and Monet, we're gonna take a nice cross country drive. Shout out to that. We're gonna see a few states, see a few sites. Shout out to that. I was gonna also say something else. Damn it, I was gonna say something else. Ah, shit. Shout out to Coach Prime.
Shout out to Coach Prime.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But this is the thing, though. He was talking hella shit, bro. And they going to throw all this shit back in it if he don't keep winning, bro. You know how they do us, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was talking hella shit, bro. I mean, but it was something major that he did. He beat a top 25 team. They was in the Super Bowl, the championship last year. It's his first year at Colorado. They tied for the same amount of wins that they had last year. So he did a lot. But that nigga
and his son.
A motherfucker. Yeah,
and his son was balling.
They beat a school record on the opening game against TCU. So I get it. But, man, they going to throw you under the world, nigga, if y'all don't.
Oh, they definitely waiting for him to fail. They
going to talk so bad to this nigga, man.
Fact. But, the thing is when it comes to – it's like, okay, if you were 1-something last year, if you were – let's just say you break even this year – That's huge.
No, you right.
So you can say whatever you want to say. If I go from 1-11 to 8-6 or 8-3.
They're gonna do more than that because it's some pretty other lame teams that they finna play.
Yeah.
So they're gonna do better than that.
But I would be proud for my son for the reason because they try to hate on that man's kid and say, oh, well, the only reason why he was raw was because he was in the HBCU. But he has better games in the Big Five, the Big 12,
division
whatever they're
one.
At.
Yeah, Division One.
Then they had at the HBCU. His game was bigger. So shout out to his son for stepping up to the challenge. And just putting the battery in his dad's back. Because I think his cockiness comes from the fact that his son is playing for him more than his cockiness about him being a coach. It was like, y'all didn't even believe in my son. Like we don't share the same DNA. And shout out to that.
Prime time.
So, look, Last week, we got a little bit of hate. Well, y'all got me a little bit of hate for talking about the big girls. All right, so I just want everybody to know, Dope loves the big girls.
Hold on, when? I don't remember this part.
Oh no, because Smooth and Question was definitely talking about the big girls. They was definitely talking about the big girls.
Oh, about the Lizzo thing.
Not even just the Lizzo thing. I was talking about Lizzo, but they were talking about the words they used were big bitches.
Oh yeah, y'all wrong for that.
Yeah, but I got a little flack. But while having that conversation,
the big girl.
While having that conversation, this was brought to my attention, right? if you take away sex, what do men need females for? You take away sex, what do men need females for?
Oh, I think I should start this because I'm literally living this shit. I think I should start this.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Now, what I'm looking for is companionship. Somebody I can be happy to spend the day with, wake up next to, enjoy talking to, somebody that has my back through thick and thin. Now, that's the strong one. Have my back. Even when I'm fucked up and wrong, tell me I'm wrong, but stand with me. Don't just up and run off on me. If I'm wrong, I can admit that I'm wrong. Accountability is my thing for the past couple of years. Accountability is my thing. But don't just run off on me off the one time I fuck up. Be funny.
Okay.
Ain't nothing. A girl that can make me laugh, oh my God, I love that shit. Especially if she got dark humor, oh my God. We laughing at such inappropriate times, love that shit. What else? In fact, I got a list, but I'm going to let y'all niggas go. I'm going to just jump in from time to time. Y'all go. But those are the two big ones.
Okay. All right. What you got, Smooth? If you take away sex, what you got?
I'm self-sufficient. We had to talk all the time. I don't really need nothing from nobody, honestly. So if we take away that, I don't know. I don't want to say the wrong thing and offend anybody this week, so just skip me.
Just what do you want?
Man, hold on. No. Smooth is basically saying if you take away sex, what do we really need? Be honest with you. If you take it, like,
I can cook. I can. I'm making
money.
Good money.
I hate to say, if you take away everything that comes with sex, because you got compassion, affection, all la 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 la, all that comes along with sex. You take that out of the equation. What do I really need a female for? I can even learn how to do my daughter's hair if necessary.
So you don't want companionship. You don't want somebody there next to you to share life with.
Because eventually
the kids are going to be gone. They're going to be living their life, and it'll be just you.
Yeah. I know that. What I'm trying to say is, if I'm not getting no coochie, what is the point of her being there? I mean, like, if she didn't have a vagina, I mean, it would be cool to hang out with her for an hour or two. But if we can't fuck, then it's like, all right, well, I'll see you later. I'm going to go play my PlayStation and then go to sleep.
Mm.
Nah, I can't do it. Yeah. I hate
my life every night that I sleep in this bed by myself.
I think if you take away the things that make a female, because everything is, even though it's not about sex, everything's tied to sex, because you want to spend time with her because she has a vagina. you want the companionship because she has a vagina. If she didn't have a vagina, it's like hanging out with your niggas. You know what I mean? Then another thing
just
that
just because you can have sex with somebody doesn't mean that's all it is.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, I don't. Maybe it's because of the, you know, of how I was raised, and maybe it's that because I never had a mom, right? So every asset that a woman provides for me. I'm thinking about the time when I was single versus the time I'm with a female. It costs me more money to be with a female. I have to compromise a lot more when I'm with a female. It's harder to live with a female. It's harder to live with a female than it is to live with a nigga.
But it's worth it. When you find your person, it's worth it.
Shout out to Crush for being a true love bug. Shout out to Crush for being a true love bug.
I mean, it is. When you find your person, all that shit is worth it. Like, when you get to look at that person, just like, yeah, I made the right choice. All that was worth it.
No. I definitely believe make it. Oh, and shout. See, you brought up a good point. So on my story yesterday, right, I put two people, a chick, you know, I forget. I think her name is Dr. Love or whatever her name is. She said two people need to come together fully whole before getting together, right? And I thought about how many relationships have I seen or even been a part of where I'm fully whole, I can take care of myself, but I get with a chick that can't take care of herself. Or how many chicks can take care of themselves, but they move a nigga in that can't take care of himself? Would I fuck a chick on Section 8? Absolutely. Would I wife a chick on Section 8? Never. I mean, you literally can't take care of yourself.
And that goes back to my point that I made a couple weeks ago. Why?
Yeah. It's like, what is the point? So, to me, when a person says I'm an adult or I'm grown mean that you can take care of yourself without no assistance and you make good life choices. That's just to me what a grown person would think, right? But if it's like, if you literally, like, I've had women that was like, oh, and there was another thing that they said. Everybody can be interested, but not everybody is eligible. I said, oh, that's some cold ass shit, right?
Hold on, what?
Just think about it. Everybody wants access. Everybody can be interested. Not everybody can be eligible, right? Mm-hmm. So if I'm a female, right? There's two things that I've noticed with females, right? How many females do you know that have never attracted a garbage-ass dude? Like, they only attract good men, right? There's some females that they put out the right energy, they carry themselves a certain way where they don't attract bum-ass niggas, right? I've seen it. I got homegirls. I'm like, damn, you got another fucking doctor? Or you got another nigga, this nigga pulling out your chair, this nigga holding the door open for you, like, oh, okay, you got the solid-ass nigga. I mean, I just call them chivalrous niggas. Chivalrous niggas, cool. I get it. But what a lot of times what women, they're like, every nigga is interested in fucking you if you're pretty, but not everybody's eligible to fuck you. When you make niggas that are ineligible to fuck you, it lowers the standard of a female. Right? How many times have we seen a chick, we like, oh, you let this nigga fuck you? Oh, I don't, oh, hell no. Bitch, you're trash now. Like, you can have the highest standard for a chick, and the minute you see who their dude is, you're like, oh, you a dumb bitch. Smooth, am I lying?
Wow, you right, bro.
Hey, what's up, Quest?
What's happening?
What's happening with actually, we're on.
It can be another way because a lot of niggas like, oh, you let him fuck? Oh, I know, I definitely can't. And that's even gross.
That means that she lowered the bar. That I'm telling you, every time I see a bad chick or a fire chick or somebody, I'm like, oh, okay, I see you. And then I see the nigga that she with, I'd be like, oh, you're trash. Like, I lose all respect for her. I'm like, oh,
But you will still fuck. That's the thing.
I definitely would still fuck. But
that don't sound crazy to you, though?
Niggas will. She's a bad bitch.
Nope. You better not fucking say it. Because I will not fuck anything. No. Lil Wayne said it, bitch. Oh. I got a sign on my dick that say bad bitches only.
Physically, she's a bad bitch, though.
Okay, simple.
Yeah. She's a bad bitch, but her nigga sits at home and plays PlayStation all day. So physically, right. But you're not gonna wipe her. You're not gonna be like, oh, okay, I gotta step my game up in order to be with you. All of a sudden, when you see this, you're like, oh, bitch, I can get you with a 4-for-4 and an ace. I get you for a 4-for-4 and an ace, and we good.
Okay. Devil's advocate.
Again.
Devil's advocate.
Why?
Hold, please.
Why?
Hold, please. Like, hold, please, Crush. Hold, please. All right, so you got to look at it like this. Let's use Smooth. Smooth is like my caveat guy. He's like the exception, right? Smooth the dude, Christopher, is a part of the 1%, right? If Smooth chooses to options on his tier are very limited on Smooth's tier. Right. Speaking of him being in that top percentile of earners. So if Smooth percentile is low because the women in that bar are few, then everybody in that percentile that Smooth is technically juggling the same type of chick. Also, in reverse, the women in that tier only, if they're selecting from that tier, only have a small window of guys, right? The difference is that with age, the women in that tier become less likely to be with a guy in that tier because that guy from that tier can go get a younger chick who is not in her tier or their tier, and he can mold her to however he wants to. An older chick in Smooth's tier can't necessarily date a younger guy because a younger guy won't fulfill her needs in that space. Might sexually, but financially, she may consider him, and we just know this just to be truthful, right? This is where the dating pool in the lesser tier that Smooth is not in, but occasionally dabbles in because that's where the ratchet bitches be that he may fuck with, right? So if he dabbles in the lower tier, it's because he chooses to, right? He does not have to. He could definitely go get with, you know, a line level employee who makes some figures, or the nurse chick that get the bag, or, you know, the lash seller connoisseur lady, right? However, Smooth is the guy who also thinks with an open mind. Is he going to put up with that bullshit? Fuck no, right? Women, on the other hand, they have two options because they're on a time clock that men are not on. And because they're on that time clock and the men are not on the time clock, they got to figure some shit out, and they got to figure that shit out before they really hit mid-30s. Because the niggas who they really should have been with, they slept on. You know what I'm saying? They they misused him, or they overlooked him, right? So she end up with the nigga who playing Madden, who fucking her good, but that nigga play Madden and using her. But she gotta live with that because the nigga who she really should have been with, she didn't fuck with when he tried to fuck with her. She's, you know, stood him up, stood him to the side, don't call him for 4, 5 days, 6 days, go missing, you know, subliminal on whatever. You know how bitches do. Men, on the other hand, do have a bigger opportunity because they can pick from either tier. They can pick from the three tiers, the low tier, the mid tier, or the high tier, depending on his depending on him as a man. Even if he ain't got it, but he still take care of shit, a chick still gonna fuck with him because she know he out here doing X, Y, and Z. Now, there just be some weak-ass, trash-ass niggas that we know that ain't got it, but fucking a bitch real good, and she fucking dick crazy. And that shit is a possibility, too. So usually I look at the dynamics of, like, where certain people are, because this shit is so scientific right now that it can be, all right, she fucking with a bomb-ass nigga today, and I mean literal, like, that nigga ain't got shit, or it could be a nigga who see her and be like, damn, bitch, you stupid, but I can deal with that because you bring these X, Y, and Zs to my life. Some niggas like that. I'm just giving you the devil's advocate version of what you're saying.
All right, so, okay. All right, so let me make sure I understand. All right, so because Smooth like ratchet bitches.
No.
He's going.
I said if he chooses to. Smooth,
you like ratchet bitches. But Smooth do like ratchet bitches. Don't act like Smooth don't like ratchet bitches.
I'm not going to say that. I've known Smooth.
I'm not going to say that either.
No, I'm definitely gonna say Smooth love ratchet bitch. He don't want a ratchet bitch, but he like ratchet ish or ratchet, you know, behavior.
Stop projecting on
bitches.
Stop projecting your shit onto Smooth.
Continue what you're talking about though. Keep going.
All right. So in order for him to get what he wants, he has to lower himself down to that tier to get some of the characteristics that he wants. Now, because he's in the 1% and females only make 25% of the 1%, that means that, and by the time that they get to the 1%, they're usually in their 40s and 50s. It leaves very few for Smooth to choose from. So that's why Smooth to do is still single, because in order for him to get what he wants, he has to go to the 1%, 25% of the 1%. And then they got to look good enough to attract Smooth Dude. Where if he goes down to the ratchet pool, like the $25,000, $30,000 a year chick, they're plentiful, but he can't build his life with that kind of chick.
Listen, hear me out, though. Do you understand how many beautiful, bad, broke bitches there are in the world?
That's what I said, but he can't. But at where he's at right now, could he? Yes. So he could, if he wanted to, be like, hey, I'm going to take care of you. But what happens is because they don't he's basically going to have to raise this bitch, and Smooth don't have time to be raising bitches.
You just got to, we're not going to find a chick that check every box exactly. That's the truth. It's weird, but nigga, ain't nobody never gonna find the perfect that check off all the boxes. If that's the case, we'll all have her.
Well, they haven't in Medellin. They have them in Medellin.
They do have them in Medellin.
They got him in Medellin. Quest, I just want to make sure because I heard of a fairy tale.
They absolutely had him in Medellin. they don't even talk to you. That boy, they don't talk because they can't speak. That boy, what? Yeah, don't get me started.
Yeah, and they got a handful of them in Delaware though. I heard they got a handful of them in Delaware.
Hey, shout out to Delaware. Shout out to Rhode Island, too. Shout out to Delaware and Rhode Island. I'm coming to you real soon.
What I would say, but as far as the point of women, you have to make make men eligible to get in between your legs. That would actually, so here's the thing, right? Ladies, of course you want your box rock, right? We get it. Women, y'all horny creatures, you want to get your box rocked, we completely get it. But you have to have some type of discernment for your box. I have said this before. A nigga that fucks a lot of women has a skeleton key. A woman that fucks a lot of niggas has a shitty lock on her box.
I'm selective. I'm bougie with my penis.
Yeah.
Can't have it. So, man.
Yeah. I that's just out. Now, as your body count goes up, we will definitely fuck because you're going to learn some great tricks along the way of your journey of your body count going up.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah. Because each nigga is going to teach you something new that you're going to apply to the next nigga. So shout out to that. But once your body count gets so high, as my man Tony Montana said, your womb is so polluted, I can't even have a fucking kid. So I'm not going to marry you. I'm not going to have no kids with you. But I definitely will dog walk you all day long. So ladies, keep your bodies. Basically what I'm trying to say is keep your body count low and have discernment with your vagina. Your vagina, even though, to me, it's not, you know, it has value, but the woman attached to it has more value than the vagina. The problem is women attach their value to their vagina. Those women are the problem. When you attach your value to your beauty, actually devalue the vagina. Because if the best thing about you is your vagina and your assets, then you're worthless as a female. So, yes. So that's the reason why women get all the likes on Instagram that when they're showing their ass and busting it open. They get all the attention. They get all the likes. But chick that's on the gram, modest and is still sexy, she's getting marriage proposals in her DM. She's not getting dick pics. She might get one or two just because niggas is trash. But she's mostly getting marriage proposals and being asked to be taken out on dates. The other chick, she's getting dick pics. And when can we link up and can I be your sneaky licking shit?
Yes, a lot of thought boxes out here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hey, Quay, look. So I was doing my ratchet sexy red shit, right? Because, you know, sometimes I listen to the ratchet bitches. And I heard the song, and she said, my cum is clear, your cum is green.
Yeah, that nigga sick. That's crazy.
I was like,
anybody's semen that is green is crazy. they need to go to the doctor.
They died. They died.
Yeah. I don't even think the Incredible Hulk semen is green.
No, that's crazy.
I'm like, nigga, you shit, this nigga, and you swallowing that shit? This shit green, bitch. This nigga shooting snot out of his dick and whatever. Oh, another thing. So shout out to my little bro, right? My little bro, we're talking about. I was talking to him about my pops, right? So I'm gonna tell you what happened with my pops. Right. He turned
68.
No. What? If I don't call my dad, he goes my way. It's his birthday. Let me speak to my father.
Go to your corner and start over.
Whatever. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Look, I'm still in my corner. I'm still in my corner. I'm trying to be in my corner. Can y'all hear me now? We good?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? No one? Okay. We can hear me now? Can y'all hear me? Just want to make sure before I start my story.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We good. You hear you.
All right, so September 1st, my dad's birthday. I'm like, hey, I don't mind calling my dad on his birthday. I know he wants a phone call on his birthday, so that's why I called my dad on his birthday. That's me. My siblings, they'll send a text, happy birthday. My dad got in his feelings because they didn't call him, right? So, and then, of course, you know, he's telling me about all the stuff he did for his kids and how his kids are unappreciative. And as a parent, I think the thing that is because I'm like in the middle of my brother and my sister. I'm like in the middle. I'm not on the extreme as my father, but I'm not on the extreme as my brother, right? So what I said was, when you do stuff as a parent, you can't remind your kids about what you're doing as a parent. That's one. Number two, you got to love your kids how they are, and how they reciprocate their love to you, you have to accept it. So, for example, Monet is not a big hugger. She's not a big talker. But when she does what I ask her to do, that's her way of showing me that she loves me. The fact that she does what I tell her to do. Because if she didn't love me, she don't do shit nobody tells her to do unless she wants to. Right? So that's my daughter. My youngest son, he's a hugger. So, you know, he don't want to talk on the phone. He'd rather give you a hug and spend quality time with you right then and there. Me and Dub, we're the exact same way. We can talk on the phone. We can send a text. It doesn't matter. Just as long as I can borrow money from you, that's all that matters. What happens a lot of time when it comes to parents is what they want, they try to force on their kids. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is, question, when it comes to your relationship with your mom,
yeah,
and or your dad,
mm-hmm,
how do they show you they love you, and how do you show them you love them?
Well, we say it. I mean, we don't have no issues saying it, but for my pops, he might call me and just talk to me for, you know, an hour or two. You know what I'm saying? And when my mom's, with her, it's probably just, you know, since I done moved out, it's probably some quality time type shit. Or, you know, she might text me or call me about every little thing. Like, she don't know, but she just really, you know, making sure things straight type vibe. So, like, I don't stay there no more, but I still go, like, take the trash out type vibe, type shit. You know what I'm saying? Just, it'd be small little stuff.
Okay. Shout out to that. Crush, how do your parents show you they love you, and how do you show you love your parents?
Well, both of them are love languages, gift-giving, so that's the only way they know how to express, like, giving an acts of service. Like, my dad, his thing is acts of service. Like, he'll do shit. Like, my mom, she loves to spend money, so her way of showing love is gift giving.
Big Rick. Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris. I'm not bad.
Mine is kind of the same way I give. The way I show them love is the way that they show me. Like, we really, I'll do something. Like, I'll do something for them or give them a gift and everything.
All right. Is your love language different for your sister than it is with your parents?
Absolutely.
And why do you think that is?
Huh?
Why do you think that is?
Because me and my sister...
Because me and Juana are, like, closer than I am with them. Because Juana was the one that, like, really raised me. So, it's different with her.
Okay. What's your love language with your sister?
Words of affirmation.
Man, shout out to Crush, man. Shout out to therapy and shout out to Crush. What you got, Smooth?
Huh?
What you got, Smooth? How did he show you he loved you? And how does your mom show you that she loves you? And how do you show love to your parents?
They showed me. What you mean, bro? They told us. Perfect. I mean, should we told each other?
Yeah, I mean, but like, how do you show? Like, I'm just saying show, not say, but I'm saying show.
Shit, do what they wanted me to do. I took the trash out when they wanted me to. Shit, so I don't get fucked up. Shit like that, I was an obedient son.
Yeah. Saying that is
a powerful thing though, like, because house, we really didn't say it. Like I can't remember like my mom telling me, hey, just out of the blue, just like, hey, I love y'all. Just so y'all know, like, I can't remember things like that.
So
your mom telling you she loves you is a big thing.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people.
Back.
Some people don't get that.
Yeah, because my dad definitely was not, I love you. That's definitely not my dad.
Like, the times I can remember my mom or my dad telling me they love you, something drastic happened. like somebody died. So they were like, hey, I just want you to know I love you in case. It's like an in case. You feel me?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because Question is smooth. Their parents told them that they loved them all the time. And then I hear with me and Pressure, we're like, damn. Like, we could, I can remember on one hand how many times my dad told me he loved me.
Yeah.
And I think that was the reason why it took so long for, is because I didn't get that confidence from my father. Yeah. But so, parents, make sure you tell your kids you love them. Make sure you, but, you know, just like Smooth will drive, you know, 5 hours to go see his mom and go to church with his mom. He's a great son. Question will drive or fly. Smooth will fly. He'll fly and drive to go, you know. I'll go drive to see my dad. I'll try to go see my dad.
Cap.
What do you mean, Cap?
Cap.
Question: you will fly and drive to go see your mom and or dad.
Facts. I will. You won't.
What are you talking about? I tried to go see my dad all the time.
Cap.
Not recently.
Thank you. Where's my point?
But I have. No. It's not like I have it. I have.
No, you're right. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But just recently, I've only driven to see him once in the past 2 months. But that's only because I've been busy. Been real busy. Real busy. I almost forgot. See, this is what happens when you be gone for a week. Question: one of the females wants to know, why do you not date white girls anymore?
So, I used to be on them real tough. Like I used to date white chicks. No, listen, one of my first real little situations was with a white chick. Out of high school type vibe. And I was with her everywhere. Like I got, nigga, we done did posters. Like she was an avid part of me. Super bad too. Like cold. And she was the first chick that I dealt with that was toxic. Like, I didn't really know that shit then, but it was fucked up. Anyway, it just was too many instances where, you know, a lot of guys, they just end up murked by the white chick. Like, that shit, I'm not saying that black chicks or Spanish chicks won't do it, but it's way more instances of white women killing black men and they sleep and shit. Then I care to hear for, and I'm not saying it happened to me because I'm a guy. If I'm with my shorty, like I try to make sure, you know, she know that she the one. However, this should be crazy, and I don't want no problems. In my sleep,
y'all don't want no smoke.
Don't want no smoke.
So,
Chris, why don't you date white?
I used to way back in the day. Like, I didn't discriminate, but as I got older, I realized how dope black love is, and I wanted that. Granted, if I find love in somebody else, then I find love in somebody else, but what I really want black love.
All right. So, So you'll play in the snow, but you're not you're not actively looking in the snow. You'll play in the snow, but you're not actively looking in the snow.
I'm not even playing in the snow. If it happens, it happens. If I walk my ass to Colorado one day and everything in that and see a bunny and everything in that bunny.
Nigga, you're
in
Delaware.
Nice.
I'm sure they out there.
They are. And we have some bad. But it's just like, I don't know, I just the older I got, I always saw myself as a black love.
That makes sense. Before you go to Smooth, I got another thing to add. I'm not
Smooth will definitely Smooth will definitely white day to white bitch. Smooth is definitely white bitches are allowed. Pretty bad bitches are allowed.
Yeah.
No, all the color for Smooth.
Right. They for me too. However, I just don't go there. I just don't go there first. I'm not saying I won't, because I have. Right. And I you know, it was cool. Yeah. You know, however, just the times has changed. They like, all right, for instance, I know you're going to Smooth, make this quick. It was one, I had a bad, and I'm not even going to say her name. Bitch was bad, though. Nigga, her daddy called her a nigga lover right before, her, you know, her mom got divorced from dude that day. Like, he said that type vibe. Yeah, like, I was picking her up, finna take her out, and they got into it about something. He called her a nigga lover. You know what I'm saying? Like, I broke up and her mom loved me type vibe. Like, her mom fucked with me for real, for real. So, like, shit like that, sometimes it don't even be the chick. It be, like, the pops. You know what I'm saying? It be that type vibe. So, niggas just got to stay clear, protect their peace. Like, yeah, I know she fucked with me, but her dad could have did some slick shit and, nigga, got the pew, pew, pew. You know what I mean? So, it could be a lot of different ways shit can pan out. You know what I mean?
I do got a list of four white girls that I would just say, fuck this black love shit for.
This nigga got a list of four bitches.
I do.
I bet you I know one on Topanga.
Who?
Topanga, one of them.
Who?
Topanga.
Okay, it's five.
All right.
But I don't count her no more because she happily married. But
for sure, but Topanga was single.
Is Hayden Panettiere? Is Hayden Panettiere?
I gotta look her up.
Wait. You gotta tell me what show or movie she's on, because I have no idea.
Hayden Panettiere, she was on Heroes.
Oh, okay, yeah, she was cold. She was cold.
Oh, okay. Okay.
JoJo.
Down to the nerd talk.
No, JoJo Fire.
JoJo.
JoJo Fire. She fired.
Wait, JoJo. Who's JoJo?
The singer.
Who's JoJo?
The singer.
The singer
JoJo.
The
singer. She's fire. She bad. Continue.
Yes.
Continue.
Yo. Hayden Panettiere, JoJo. Tori Kelly.
Tori bad, too. The first time I seen it on YouTube, singing it.
Demi Lovato.
This was singing suit. I got a love-hate relationship with Demi.
How do you have a love-hate relationship with Demi?
Because Demi be looking good off the drugs, and then she'll go back on the drugs. So it's like...
But she's been clean for so long. She's been clean for a while now.
Okay. Now, Demi one of them.
Okay.
Demi
is... All right, so...
You forgot Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. So, wait, is that Black Widow? Is that Black Widow?
Yeah, that's Black Widow.
Okay, yeah. Black Widow, when she was in Iron Man 2, oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh.
She was that one.
Ooh. All right, continue this movie. It's smooth
time now. I seen with my Ford.
Yeah, well, hell on. Let's go to the. I'm gonna go to my list of white bitches, and then because number one, I'm with Crush when it comes to white women. I gave up white women a long time ago because it's all about black love. That's just me. But my
and if you ever
I
got
have,
a white woman pregnant, those kids will be translucent.
Yeah, they definitely would be translucent. There'd be some invisible-ass kids fucking around with me and a white kid. You talk about transparent. See, right? See their fucking kidneys.
Call that baby Hollow Man.
That's wild. All
right. But Scarlett, so that's why I was going to say Scarlett Johansson. I was, who's the thick white bitch that was on with Countess Von, Countess Von, the Parker, the white bitch.
Oh my God. What's her name? You talking about six. Damn, what is her real name?
I don't know, but yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
She definitely can get it. She definitely can get it. I ain't gonna lie. Iggy can get it too. Iggy can get it. Iggy can get it. Iggy can get it, bruh. I ain't gonna lie. Iggy can get it. Iggy can get it. I like Billie Eilish. There's just something about her that tickles my fancy. I ain't gonna lie.
She's too young. She's too young.
Oh.
I'm just talking about a one night stand. I would throw my black card away just for one night. I definitely would. Billie Eilish. Yeah, I would give. Who's the? There was one other white bitch. God dang it. Who's the white bitch that was on Saved by the Bell? That even when she got older, she still looked good.
You talking about Lisa? No.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Those are my five white bitches.
Smooth down the line.
Yeah, he's still
I'm
here.
I'm over here smooth. I'm trying to preach something together.
Okay, yeah. Understood.
I'm
going to just stop being. I'm gonna, all right, boom. So my list of white cheeks. All right. First, I will probably go with. All right. Hear me out.
See, I get nervous with questions that hear me out.
Look, we got to go prime. Prime Angelina Jolie.
Wait. What movie?
But she's still bad now, so why you say prime?
No. No, but she, I'm talking Laura Croft, though. I'm talking Tomb Raider.
Okay. Tomb Raider.
All right.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mr. All right. Prime Angelina Jolie. All right. We're also going to go. We're going to go. I'm going to take it back a little bit. White chick from Moesha with that ass.
I gotta go look this up. Hold on.
Yeah,
a white girl on Moesha.
Yes, she had a centaur booty.
It's the same one from the Parkers. It's the same bitch from the Parkers.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that bitch.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. The bitch from the Parkers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't take my white bitch. You
got to
get your own white bitch.
What you mean? You did? Oh,
okay.
My bad.
Yeah, I did say white bitch on.
Okay.
You can't have
my bitch. Okay. I'm going to backtrack then. I'm going back to another prime. She an old one. She's an older one now. But prime Jennifer Aniston. Prime.
I never caught the appeal of Jennifer Aniston.
She was cold. All right. Number three.
Wait. Okay, Jennifer Aniston. Are you talking about Sex and the City What Jennifer Aniston are you talking about?
I need that Sex in the City, Jennifer. Sex in the City, Jennifer? Cole. That's when she was that bitch.
Hold on. She was in Sex in the City? When?
She was one of the main characters.
You mean Sarah Jessica Parker?
Oh, no. She was in Friends. She was in Friends. Okay, my bad. She was in Friends. Jennifer Aniston was in Friends. Okay.
Jennifer Aniston was in Friends. Sarah Jessica Parker was on Sex in the City.
That's who I'm talking about. Sarah Jessica Parker. That's who I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right. Number three, Sandra Bullock. Cole.
Ooh, especially
Sandra Cole.
Thelma and Louise. No, wait,
yes.
No, wait, that's not. Is that
Look,
Thelma and Louise?
Sandra Bullock, Cole. I'm talking about before Bird Box. Before Bird Box. Yeah.
All right, hold on. I gotta see. Because you know that bitch 59 years old.
That's
now, bro.
Jennifer Von Oy. That's what her name is.
Von
Oy.
Oy. Yeah, Von Oy. Yeah, I was trying to think about it too.
Yeah. Oh no, but she was fire in Speed. She was also fired in Demolition Man too. Sandra Bullock was in Demolition Man.
Yeah. Sandra was it.
Yeah.
You know what?
This is the thing about y'all list and my list.
Hold up, I got one more.
Talking about Prawn. I'm talking about right now. If this could happen right now, I'm fine with my list.
Check me out. I can still take three of the four from my list right now. Right? So Sandra Bullock, I cuff. For sure.
Angelina Jolie still looks good.
All right. And then last but not least, number four, Megan Fox. I'll take it three out of the four.
Mm.
Megan Cole. I'm talking Transformers.
Wait. The Transformers 2?
The little Dom sus from Fast and the Furious.
Ooh.
But I don't think she's all white, though.
She got some Spanish in her phone. But she was cold. Spanish bitches, it's too many.
Let's go back to
white.
Yeah,
let's stay in the white. Let's stay in the white. We have to do another show. A whole other show dedicated. Yeah.
I fucked it up, my bad.
Actually, it's another show for black women, too. Like, I got a long list of black women. Real long list, but, you know. That's my four for the white chicks.
I got a list of girls that I would probably cheat on somebody I'm with for, and they would just have to accept. One of them is Jasmine Sullivan.
No, she cold.
If Jazz gave me a chance, you're gonna have to take that as an L. I'm sorry. No,
she cold.
I just want Jazz to sing me a lullaby.
Hey, cause that shit on it. That shit on it, boy. Woo, that shit on it, boy.
Yeah, I don't want to go too crazy.
Three of the girls on my white girl list. I just want them to sing me a lullaby to sleep.
I don't want Iggy to sing shit. I just want Iggy to bend over. Just bend over.
No. JoJo.
No.
JoJo.
Iggy Cole.
Tori. Demi. Oh, please sing me a lullaby. I will sleep good.
Oh, man. Hey, so shout out to the white girls I'm just saying, man. But I'm definitely... Like just a regular white girl? I don't know. A regular white girl.
Yeah, man.
But
it get crazy out here.
It'd be great. I was watching Leave It to Beaver last night on MeTV. Shout out to Leave It to Beaver.
You was about 30 when it came out, wasn't it?
I thought you was busy, Smooth. I thought you was smooth and smooth. I thought you was smooth.
Nah, I'm too spinning smooth and she on the way.
Don't produce Leave It to Beaver. He was on the production staff.
All right, before we get off the show, I got to ask this question because, all right, Smooth, you don't have a license, but she has a license. Do you feel some kind of way about her picking you up and taking you out on a date?
No.
Yeah, okay. What about you, Quest?
Say that one more time.
Okay, you don't have a license. She has her license. Do you feel some kind of way about her picking you up and taking you out on a date?
But I don't have a license.
But you don't have a license.
I'm probably. I ain't gonna really trip now. Unless I ain't gonna trip at all. Unless she's somebody I ain't trying to be seen with, then I'm Uber. If she's somebody I ain't trying to be seen with, nah, I'm going to take that Uber, ma. Lyft. I'm going to take that Lyft, babe. Don't worry about it. I'll meet you there, boo.
I would ask Crush, but that was like 30 years of his life. So it's obvious.
Pretty much. I was definitely a passenger prince. I was definitely a passenger prince.
You think it's a passenger prince? That's funny.
Damn,
oh,
passenger
prince. But you know what the fucked up part is? Girls don't even take me out no more. Ever since I got my license, girls don't take me out no more.
I'll take you out, Chris.
I can't remember the last time I was asked on it. I don't remember the last time I was asked on a date. That's fucked up.
Well, me and you, bro, when I was in Bear, bro.
Don't say we were on the date. Please don't say go on the date. Don't say that. Hey, don't feel bad, Crush. That nigga Smooth got me, too. This nigga like, I'm going to take you over to Benihana's, my nigga. I feel like a whole bitch. This nigga Smooth
took
me over to Benihana's.
Yeah, I took dope to Benihana's. Yeah, simple, man. I took dope to Benihana's. Yep.
Oh, speaking of which, when we get to Texas, do not judge me about my eating habits. I'm going to get a burger no matter where we go because I like burgers.
Strips and hamburgers. This nigga getting chicken strips and hamburgers. And y'all
can get y'all steaks and everything. That's fine. But I'm going to get me a burger. Y'all leave me the fuck alone.
They don't even serve burgers. And where we're going to go.
They don't even serve burgers at Benihana's, and that's what this nigga want. You fucking
Jay. It's over with, Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Where we're going, they don't even – and if you get anything beyond a medium or well on your steak, I promise you, we're going to fight, Chris. If your steak got to be medium well. That's about – the most you can do is medium well. Anything beyond that, we're disowning you, bro.
Well, I guess y'all going to disown me because I get my shit well done.
Oh, this nigga here. Smooth, that's your boy, man. That's your boy. This nigga said he get his steaks well done. All
that's
right.
Crazy.
This nigga over here eating tennis shoe leather.
Call him out, Debo.
Man, come on.
Y'all gonna leave me. Y'all gonna leave me the fuck alone. I am looking forward to this trip. Y'all better leave me the fuck alone.
Look, if we order a $50 steak and you say so fucking well done, nigga, we fight, bro. I swear to God, this nigga. I want my steak well done. Nigga, what? Shout out to my nigga Cresco. October is about to be lit. We're going to be in Texas. We're going to do it big. Shout out to my nigga Crush, man. Shout out to I'm going to be in Texas for my birthday. Smooth said he going to be off. Question said he going to be off. It's about to be up.
Yeah, I'm pulling up.
Now, I'm going to be honest. We're really not too much messed up about your day, bro. It's really more about Crush, bro. So, September, we probably ain't going to do nothing. But October is definitely turned up time.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm talking shit, bro. He's up, bro. Hey, whatever's going on, let me know.
Hey, shout out to that. Shout out to that. Crush, please give your shout out so we get out of here so I can get something to eat because you know your boy hungry.
Shout out to the motherfucking gang. Y'all already know what the fuck it is. We do this. We do this well. We are elite.
We've been outside.
We've been outside. Y'all know y'all can find me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok, everything. Crush the Catalyst, CRUSHBACATALYST. Y'all know who it is. Shadow We All Day, Core All Day, Elite Enterprise, we in this bitch. Gang.
Man, shout out to my nigga Crush. Quest.
Yep.
Question. Esto lo que. Please give your shout out, sir.
Man, first of all, I'd like to give honor to God for being ahead of my life and, you know, making me a real one, man, because you don't have to do it, Lord, but you did, dog, and I really appreciate you being homie. Second of all, shout out to the gang, man. You know, my dog, man, I love my niggas, bro. My niggas love me. You know, that's just that. You know what I mean? Shout out to the bad bitches that fuck with me, because Smooth seen me. I was just cool, man. And goddamn it, I still got it out. That's my first time out. I don't even be outside, but you know, I was just real quick. Smooth seen me just a little quick. Smooth was So yeah, man. Shout out to my nigga Smooth just because. Again, just shout out to my nigga Smooth just because. Again, we was right there. We was real moving and grooving. And you know what I mean? Shout out to Crit. Then once again, just shout out to me because without me, man, a lot of fresh shit wouldn't be possible. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to provide. You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't be
so,
no fresh air, fresh careers.
None of that.
Fresh shit.
You know what I'm saying? So it's question.com or freshcharisma.com, whichever one you want to. You can follow me
no
this question. Yeah, it wouldn't be none of that. You know what I mean? But it's that. So y'all know where I'm at. Holler at the boy. Holler at the kid. It is only.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to everybody. Listen to the show. We do support fat bitches or over large size bitches.
Can you
stop
calling them fat bitches? That's what they're mad about.
Plump women. Plump women. We support plump women.
Thank you.
And we support thin women also. Big booties matter. Flat booties matter. Fat
big titties definitely matter.
No. Flat booties do not matter.
They do matter, bro. Tiffin, those are. Hey, are these my shouts out or y'all? What y'all trying to do? Because I'm shouting out the flat booty bitches. If I want to do that, I can do that. It's my turn.
You're right. I apologize.
You after me, Chris. You was first. Then Quest, then me, then Dope. If you want to say you after me, so it's my turn. So, and I choose to spend my shout out on the flat booty bitches.
I apologize.
Thank you, sir. Because a lot of people don't recognize them, but here go they shout out on the No Filter Show. So shout out to the flat booty bitches on the No Filter Show. Smoothie dude cares because it sounds like Crush and Dope don't care, but I care. Next Monday, make sure y'all go. Dope apparently coming out with another project. Shit, man. This nigga is fucking up the airwaves. So, shit.
After he promised us he was going to retire 6 times.
Yeah, apparently he coming out with something new. Questman to Crush all this shit in December, so it's cool. And I'm still waiting on you, Crush, because I don't know. American asshole, bro. I'm waiting on it, bro. I thought it was going to be this year, but I don't know. You still got time, though. But
I thought too, but see what I'll talk to you about it. I'll talk to you.
See, this is what I'm saying, bro. But regardless, we turn up in October. Shout out to Big Creed. He threw a hell of a show. Shout out to my boy Quiz. This nigga hit me. I'm in the show talking about where you at. Look at the location and pause. But this nigga was on top of me. So I got hella crunk. I got hella crunk. And shout out to friends, having friends that FaceTime they friends and had naked bitches in the background. Yes, I'm one of those friends. Smoother dude, I'm not.
Hey, and take a nigga out of a depression into a happy place. Shout out to that. I just want to say shout out to y'all for coming
like
through
you,
and listening. Yeah. But you don't have an iPhone. Smooth can't FaceTime you because you don't have an iPhone.
I swear, Crush, I would have FaceTime you. I didn't FaceTime Dope on purpose, but I promise I'd have FaceTime you. Like, you didn't answer that first time, I'd have did it again, and then be like, Crush, I'd have text Crush, I think you want to answer this third time I'm about to call. but Quest had texted me some other shit. I don't even know what he was texting about. I don't know, some YouTube shit. I was like, nigga, this is I'm definitely not tripping off that YouTube or whatever text you texting. But, nigga, he answered the FaceTime, and he understood why. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so I was send a shout-out to Smoothie Dude for FaceTime the question, even though he didn't FaceTime me. But it's cool, though. Yeah, I mean, just, you know, say light-skinned.
I called bro. He said, bro, I'm fucking busy. I said, bro, you not. As soon as I said you not, the bitch walked through, and she was butt-ass naked. I said, you know what? You busy, bro. I said, bro, you busy. And look, and she proceeded to turn around and bend over and show me a coochie. I said, you know what? I am glad my dog is busy right now. Because I forgot what I was calling you about. Look, D, I said, yeah, that's pretty different. I said, yeah, you real busy. I said, you real busy, my boy. I said, yeah, you real busy. So, shout out to
you
for being busy.
We chopped it up for a minute. She did a little twirl around and showed her ass
this and
her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she got me right. I don't even know what I was calling about, to be honest.
I don't know what it was.
Some streaming numbers.
Yeah.
Some streaming numbers. Yeah. I also FaceTime Quest as well, both times. Yeah. The one, he was being sexually assaulted through the phone. I had nothing to do with that. He was being sexually assaulted through the phone. Damn, that was a good time. That was a good time in Vegas. But hey, shout out to everybody.
That was a good time. Yeah, she was talking about doing some strange for no change. Wish I was there. Yeah, she was talking about doing some strange with no change, and I wish I was there to give her the penis she was seeking. But I wasn't available. Even though I had flight benefits, I wasn't available to take off work. But if I had known a little bit earlier, I could have definitely gave her some tenderloin. Yeah, I would have gave her some tenderloin.
Y'all about to make me find my iPad because y'all having too much fun.
Oh, so you got
you just need to get out.
I mean, you got an iCloud over there. Okay, you need to send that out, boy, so we can
put
that.
Yeah, cool.
So we got an iPhone text thread, but we don't include you because you'll make it green.
Yeah, you will make it green.
Like, we do have a thread with you, though.
Oh, you fall off. Or you got a train 420.
Mm. Yeah, man. Hey, man. Shout out to
gang shit.
Man,
you really kind of cold. You playing for money? Who's fucking playing, bro? We just keep listening. We over here trying to run the ring over here, dog. We trying to get a bag out of the game, so it's all good.
Yeah. Hey, man, we about here, man. I'm about to go get something to eat, man. Love y'all, man. Good. I'm going to tell my niggas good night.
Don't do it. Man, yo, no. Question.
Yo, what's happening?
Question still here.
Yeah.
Have you ever told your niggas good night?
Yeah, I have. Night, my dog.
What about good morning?
What about good morning?
The words.
We just say top of the top, something like that. Hey, top of the day, my dog.
No. Type out good morning.
I've never typed out good morning to a guy. Never. That's ludicrous. And I ain't talking to nigga from Atlanta. That is fucking ludicrous.
Talking about
good morning to your niggas is crazy.
Ain't it though? Why? Like, why is it crazy though? We are under the consensus that it's crazy, but why?
He said good morning, bro.
We are all under the consensus that it's crazy, but the question is why?
You know what? I don't have an answer for you.
I don't even take my kids good morning. Hey, listen, I'm asking.
Hold up, Doug, right now, and he said the same shit. He was like, okay. he said, you say K is a rap. He said, good morning, cool, but the letter K, and you agreeing or replying to something?
Oh, it's crazy.
A nigga that replied with K,
nigga, I'm blocking him instantly, like off rip. Hey,
the only way is being done if I'm doing it in sarcasm. Because I do some ass shit like that.
No, but you my sarcasm. A K, I'll yeah. send a K to a chick. I'll send a K
to
a chick
to be an asshole. It's not even going to be the uppercase K.
I don't want
her to be like, oh, nigga, you want some? You want some?
You know how they treat
us
now?
Why you sending your niggas K?
You know how
never.
They think everything is we fruity or whatever. What word they use?
Sassy.
Bitches replying to niggas is sassy is crazy.
I hate society now, bro. It's like we can't even express ourselves, and as soon as they don't agree with it, we sassy or whatever. I hate society, bro. If it ain't
look,
y'all gay or who hurt?
Nah,
you,
have you ever
whatever.
Seen those videos?
I was watching a TikTok the other day. Shorty said, "If you block her, you sassy."
Yeah.
Bitch, what? No, bitch, I'm protecting my peace. You get on my fucking nerves.
You're blocked.
Yeah. She's like, this is sassy ass shit. What you have to block me? But because, bitch, you're getting on my nerves.
Nah.
I was talking the other day, and I wish you would refer to me as sassy.
Have you ever seen the videos of those type of girls, and then the dude actually makes a list? Like, one girl said, like, wearing glasses is sassy because why your eyes don't work well.
She said wearing glasses is sassy. Why your eyes don't work that well? Bitch, please, I can't see. I am blind. I am legally blind.
And another one was like having two hands on the steering wheel.
No, I don't drive with two hands on the steering wheel, but
if I don't know where I'm going, I got two hands on
bitches,
the steering.
Bitches be having the weirdest ick list. Man, if you don't get your stupid ass away from me.
I saw one yesterday. A John said, getting a cappuccino.
That's crazy.
I'm good.
So I can't even get the coffee I like.
Nah. I mean, thank God I don't drink coffee because I don't know. I'd be like, bitch, I'm sassy as fuck off this cappuccino, bro. But niggas that say that part way too many times. That's just me.
I can let that ride because it be that part sometimes.
But when it bitches, says a lot.
I mean, it's just like niggas say cap a lot. No, he's trying to get the little, I kicked it.
Okay, it's the difference between Schoolboy Q saying that part and Kanye West saying that part. It's a difference.
Nigga, you elite. I believe. I can feel where you're coming from. I'll let you add it.
Yeah. I'm just saying it depends. I think it depends on the nigga and how many times he's saying it. And before we leave, niggas coming home from jail with fresh braids. That's sassy as fuck.
Because whose legs are you sitting in between?
Oh, you right. That's
niggas
wild.
That come
like,
home from
this
jail
is,
with fresh
this shit
braids.
Is fresh.
Oh, Dove, you ever thought of that? A nigga had fresh braids in jail. Who did them? Who did them? Oh, that's crazy. Who did them? They clone Tyrone. Y'all said food is fun. Food is fun is crazy. That is hilarious. Oh my God. I never thought of that shit till right now. Oh.
Today years old, Nikki.
No, that's funny. I never thought of that shit till today. That's wild, dog.
Seriously?
I swear to God. I never thought of that shit till right now. That's not right, bro. Who them for? Dub is out of control. Oh my goodness.
Listen,
that is funny.
I remember when my brother was like that. That nigga walked his whole 3 years.
Nigga, you have to look. You would, man. I'm either going completely bald or I'm looking like fucking the nigga off of Tales from the Hood. I'm looking like that nigga by the time I get out of here. I'm looking like, I can't do it, bro. I can't. Nigga, to be comfortable sitting between some niggas' lit, bruh. Hey, man, with that being said, man, we out of here. Do not text your niggas good morning. Do not use K to reply to anything.
Did I bring his Instagram over here, bro? I brought his Instagram.
I thought, if you wear a little sweet,
this might be me.
And the nigga that wear fanny packs with hoochie daddy shorts, bruh.
Hey, fanny packs with hoochie daddy shorts is hilarious.
That shit is funny.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh. Oh man. Who them for? Oh.
Who them for?
Who them for?
Hey, somebody just
and
hit,
my future
hey, voice. Yeah, somebody just sent me niggas that lotion they legs above their kneecap.
But you gotta got to though.
I can't remember ever lotioning my thighs, my nigga. I really can't.
I don't know, bro. I think that's like part of the.
Mike, your ashy ass around this motherfucker dope. What are you saying, really, bro? Nah, you got to get it off, man.
Dude, ass shit, bro.
What you saying, bro? What are you really saying right now, bro?
Hey, Smooth, do you sit on the edge of the bed and hoist your leg up to get your thigh?
No,
oh, that's
bro,
crazy.
When I'm out the shower, I'll stand up, bro. What did you say?
Hey, all right, check this out. Let me get over crazy. How you watch your back?
How do I watch my back?
How you watch your back?
I do got a scrubber. I ain't gonna lie. I do got a scrubber.
All right. All right. Hey, listen, that nigga Joe asked them niggas, he was like, yo, do y'all hike y'all leg up in the shower when you wash your...
I said, what?
Hey, wow, yo. Bro. Do you tender your tippy toes to get underneath your balls? That's crazy. It's wild, out here, bro. It's some questions that you, yeah, it's weird.
We shouldn't turn this to, because we make, as long as the nigga clean, man, it's just us and us. Come on, man. Come on,
hey,
man.
That's y'all how I see it.
It's just
no, it'll be y'all. It ain't us. It's
them. Well, no. Well, I mean, yeah, it's fact. Just you. Let me say it like that. That's what I'm trying to say. It's just you and them, man. I ain't never clean, man.
Hey, shout out to clean niggas, man. Shout out to clean niggas. Hey, we'll be out of here, babe. Yeah.